जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद एवरीबॉडी जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु अद्वैताचार्य एंड गौर भक्त वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू देम ऑल. Here we are continuing with our Karunavatar Gaur Bhagwan Katha. I think this is our sixth session. Uriyuri. So, of course, the topic is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We talked about Nityanand Prabhu also yesterday. And we could be talking about a lot of things related with Gauranga. There are but unlimited things to talk. There's a Chaitanya Charitamrita full of glories of Gauranga. And the Chaitanya Bhagwa, Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Charit. There are so many scriptures. And so many Acharyas have sung the glories of Gauranga, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we are just taking a drop from that ocean of glories of Gauranga. It's an ocean, it's a Sindhu. We just take one Bindu and we are able to offer that or say that. Each day. So today, there is one statement that talks about what is Gauranga known for, or what is his philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam says, this is the opinion of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is it? Says, Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. That Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends. And he himself follows that recommendation, or he acts as per recommendation. And what is that? Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajeshatanaya. He is worshipper of Sri Krishna. Again, he is Krishna himself, however, he is taking role of worshipper of Krishna. And not only he worships Krishna, Taddhama Vrindavanam, as well as he loves Vrindavan, worships Vrindavan. Ramyaka Jidupasana Vrajabadhu Varge Naya Kalpita. And this, yes, this opinion statement philosophy continues and says, if you wish to serve the Lord the way gopis served or Radharani served. That is the best mode of worship. Mode or mood of worship. Gopi bhav. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. And the scripture for recitation, for studying, hearing, Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? It's Amal Puran, spotless Puran. And then at the end he says, what is the prayojan? What is the goal of life? Prema Pumartho Mahan. We normally say Purusha Artha. This statement says Pum Artha. Same thing. Purusha Artha, Pumartho. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Attaining love of Godhead. Achieve love of Godhead is a goal of life. Did you get that? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion. Tatra Adaro Na Paran. There is nothing superior. This is it. So amongst these different items that we mentioned, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited, demonstrated love for Vrindavan Dham. As soon as he was initiated by Ishwar Puri in Gaya, as he was chanting and his love revived, his love for Vrindavan also revived, manifested. And he wanted to run to Vrindavan. Somehow his associates managed to stop him and bring him back to Navadvip from Gaya. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu undergoes another initiation, sannyas initiation. Now your name is, sannyas name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And this is sannyas mantra that you chant. And as soon as he was initiated into sannyas order of life, immediately he wanted to run to Vrindavan. He thought he was free now, he's liberated. No strings attached. He was ready to fly to Vrindavan. However, he was stopped by Sachi Mata, and as they met, Sri Krishna Chaitanya met Sachi Mata in Shantipur. And she said, no, I think we said about this. Not to Vrindavan, it's very far. You stay in Jagannath Puri. Okay, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Jagannath Puri as his base. And he was traveling out of Jagannath Puri, traveling out and returning. But the place he wanted to travel to was Vrindavan. He was proposing to his devotees, associates, his travels, tour of Vrindavan. But they would not let him go. They did not want to miss him. They were not sure how would they survive in separation from the Lord. So they were postponing Gauranga Mahaprabhu's departure for Vrindavan. But finally, nothing doing, he said, I have to go. I must go. I want to go to Vrindavan. Then everybody wanted to go. Okay, if you are going, we also go. But he said, no, only one person goes with me. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was chosen. And just two of them traveled to Mathura Vrindavan. On the way, they passed through Jharkhand forest. Now this is a Jharkhand, state of Jharkhand. And it was forest then, thick forest, still is a forest, kind of forest, even now. So that is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his Sankirtan with the jungle animals. And the birds in the sky, and revived their love for the Lord also. Lord invested Krishna prema in them, and they had forgotten their animalistic dealings and lifestyle. They were acting like a pure devotees, although in a body of an elephant or a tiger or a deer or a monkey, whatever, or the birds. But they were pure devotees, thoroughly purified in association of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he felt, oh, this is Vrindavan. There's no envy, there's no hatred, only love for each other, only friendly dealings amongst each other. Even animals were dealing like that. So he thought, this is Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Jai Vrindavan. He thought he was in Vrindavan. Although he was only halfway through to Vrindavan. So then he proceeds towards Mathura, and as he saw Mathura from distance, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately offered his sastang, dandavat pranam to Mathura Dham. He gets up and continues to travel, and he enters Mathura. And he is at Vishram Ghat on the banks of Jamuna. Jamuna Maya Ki. And he is at Vishram Ghat, in fact, and Mathura. Lord takes holy dip in Jamuna. Although he's Krishna himself, he is here on pilgrimage as a devotee. So he's taking holy dip. And then he continues his journey towards Krishna Janmasthan, the birthplace of Sri Krishna, through the town. And of course, from the time he had left Jagannath Puri, he had never ever stopped chanting and dancing. So from Vishram Ghat to birthplace of Sri Krishna, He has chanted and danced through the town of Mathura and finally arrives at a famous temple called Keshavdev. And as he takes darshan, drinks the beauty of Keshavdev, he becomes more excited and ecstatic, and he begins dancing like a mad man, although he's not a man. And he's now doing his Udanda Kirtan, jumping high, that golden form with the long arms. And Aruna Vasan, his clothes have a saffron tinge, Aruna Vasan. And Prakanda Deha, his body was huge, a little bigger than a normal human size of human size, though even those days. That golden form was dancing, and by this time, a lot of residents of Mathura had arrived. His arrival had become talk of the town. And as they had finally come to Keshavdev temple and seeing Gauranga and his beautiful beauty and his ecstatic dance, they had not seen anything like this ever in their lives. They were enchanted, captivated. And one Brahmin, called Sanodiya Brahmin, in fact, he was dancing also. Next, or very in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So finally, and slowly, kirtan and dancing was concluded. And that Brahmin, Sanodiya Brahmin, who was initiated by Madhvendra Puri previously, he invited Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home for bhiksha, prasad, lunch prasad. And as Lord was now the guest of this Sanodiya Brahmin, so practically all the residents of Mathura have gathered there, surrounding the little dwelling of Sanodiya Brahmin, and they all want darshan of Gauranga. We want Gauranga, we want darshan, we want. They are all around, some are even climbing up and through the windows they're trying to get a little glimpse. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no choice but to come out and give them darshan, saying Hari Bol, and they were also shouting out loud Hari Bol, So everyone was joyful to see and hear Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then later on, the Sanodiya Brahmin, he took Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on a parikrama of Mathura, Mathura parikrama. Krishna Janmasthana, of course, the birthplace of Sri Krishna. And there's a Rangeshwar Mahadev, Pipaleshwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, Gokarneshwar Mahadev. There are four Mahadevas, Shiva temples in four directions of Mathura, playing a role of Digpal, protectors of the four directions, Shiva in four directions. And like that, many, where Kansa was killed, Kansatila, it is known as Kansatila, and like that. Then, as he was taking darshan of Mathura, sparse, holy sparse, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had desire to go on an entire Brajamandal parikrama of all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. He wanted a visit. And the Sanodiya Brahmin, of course, Balabhadra Bhattacharya is with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had traveled with Mahaprabhu. He's there. The Sanodiya Brahmin is local, so he wanted to come along and be a guide of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there they go. They started parikrama with Madhuban and Talban and Komodban and Bahulaban. And then comes Vrindavan. And there's a calm one, and there's a Kadir one, and then the crossing of Jamuna is there, and there's a Bhadraban, and there's a Sri one, I skipped one, Bandirban, okay, Bandirban, and then Bailban, which is also Sri one, and Lohaban, the 11th one, and the 12th one is Mahavan, Gokul. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the tour of these 12 forests of Vrindavan. As they had come to Bahulaban, one time there was a cow called Bahula. Some special pastime had taken place with a cow. And so in that forest, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as his traveling and chanting and dancing, Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Maam. So as he was chanting and dancing through Bahulaban, there is a some distance, cows were grazing. And the cows also noticed Mahaprabhu, his presence. And all the cows, they stopped grazing and they all ran towards Mahaprabhu. And they all surrounded Mahaprabhu. And they all started licking the body of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu started touching and caressing them. There, in between the horns. And me too, each cow wanted that. Sees touched by Gauranga. And they're not standing in a queue. They're all around, and Mahaprabhu, maybe he's making his arm long to reach cows all the way in the back. Or he could also be Sahasrabahu. He has now 1,000 arms, and he's dealing with thousands of cows simultaneously. Vatsalya. Relationship between Lord and the cows of Vrindavan is that of the parenthood. The cows are the mother, and Lord is a calf, Vatsa, Vatsalya. So that's how they were dealing and enjoying that affectionate dealing. Vatsalya ras, that was very juicy. And as Mahaprabhu now wants to continue his tour, parikrama of Vrindavan, all the cows want to go right behind him. So the cowherd men, now they are on the scene. They're struggling to keep the cows behind. So Mahaprabhu proceeds, and then there are the turn of the birds now. Even so many peacocks have landed on the footpath. And they're all facing Gauranga, and as Gauranga proceeds, they are going in a reverse manner while dancing. And the birds in the sky are chanting in a high pitch. Pancham gais, the fifth note, very high pitched. Chirping, singing they are doing. Hari Hari. Then Mahaprabhu he came across a deer. Mahaprabhu is embracing him, shedding tears, and so is the deer shedding tears by the touch of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then there were trees all around. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought of, and he did. He proceeded forward, and he embraced one tree. In fact, before that happened, Mahaprabhu was experiencing how trees were greeting him. They're shaking their branches, and flower-bearing trees were shaking branches and showering flowers, mogra and champa and this and that, and varieties of flower after the whole pushpabhishek of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happening as he was proceeding. And then there are fruit trees, they also start shaking their branches, and they're all varieties of fruits. Chaitanya Charitamrita talks. Yeah, this is all described in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally performing Brajamandal Parikrama. As every year we do this Parikrama during Kartik, we do recite and remember this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime travel through 12 forests of Vrindavan. That the trees were thinking, oh, our friend is here. So we had to greet him, give him some patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, some fruit, some flowers. So that is what they were doing. Then Mahaprabhu, feeling very grateful, he starts embracing some of those trees, and then tree next door says, me too. And Mahaprabhu runs to that tree and embraces that tree, and the next, me too. And like that, Mahaprabhu is running from tree to tree to tree, embracing those trees. And the trees are great devotees, and certainly these cows are devotees, the birds are devotees, the trees are devotees, and Vrindavan. And Lord is reciprocating with all of them. I should have mentioned that. So for all the residents of Vrindavan and Mathura also, they thought our Shyam Sundar is back. He was Gaur Sundar. Gaur Sundar was in town, Mathura or now in Vrindavan, Parikrama. But residents were thinking, our Shyam Sundar is here, our Shyam Sundar is here. And they were greeting, dealing with him accordingly. So after more travel through the Bahulaban, Mahaprabhu saw in a distance on a branch of a tree in the front, there are two birds, Shuk and Sarika, male and female parrot. And Mahaprabhu could see that they were having some conversation, some talk, some vaad, some. The Mahaprabhu had a desire. Is it possible for me to hear what they're talking about? And as soon as Mahaprabhu thought of or desired hearing their dialogue, immediately those two birds flew in the direction of Mahaprabhu, and they are now right there in front of Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu extended his both the arms, and one parrot, say maybe male parrot, sat on the right hand and the other one on the left. And the dialogue continued. Of course, they were talking about Radha and Krishna. The male parrot was glorifying Sri Krishna. It was like advocate of Krishna, trying to prove the supremacy of Sri Krishna, while the female parrot was a Radha Bhakta, and she was trying to prove, my Radha is superior to you or Krishna. That is very nice dialogue is compiled in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Very beautiful. So male parrot says, you know, my Krishna is Madan Mohan. He's a captivator of Madan the Cupid. He's so beautiful. Gandharpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. Shobha, the beauty of my Lord Sri Krishna is so much beauty. That Gandharpa Koti, Koti Koti, millions of Gandharpas, Kamadevas, Kamadevatas are attracted to my Krishna's beauty. So he's known as Madan Mohan. But then the female parrot, Sarika, says, but you do not know that my Radhika is known as Madan Mohana Mohini. Your Krishna may be attracting the Cupids, but your Krishna is attracted by my Radhika. So she is Madan Mohana Mohini. So after some sampling dialogue, that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to hear, or as they presented this little dialogue for the pleasure of, for information and pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both the birds took off back to that tree on the branch of the tree, and then they continued their dialogue. And Mahaprabhu continued his parikrama, tour of Vrindavan. Then he looked at peacock very closely. Especially he was looking at the neck of the peacock. And that complexion on the neck of the peacock resembles Krishna's complexion. So by seeing the peacock's color complexion, all the devotion and emotions were aroused in Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he lost the external consciousness, and he's on the ground, rolling very fast. He goes in this direction, comes back in that direction, and this is happening in the forest. The bed of roses there. There were ditches and the thorns and rocks. And the body of Lord was getting bruised and wounded and scratches. But of course he is not aware. And now these two Prabhus, Balabhadra Bhattacharya and Sanodhya, Brahmin from Mathura, they are running right behind. As Mahaprabhu is rolling, they both are trying to catch, but his movements are like electric, so very fast. They're struggling. and not able to catch. So after a long, long time, they managed to catch hold of Gauranga and held him tight. Probably on the lap of one of them. And the other one went to get some water that he dipped his outer garment in a water body and then squeezed and cooled the body of and cleaned the body of Gauranga. But he still was unconscious. And they started shouting, calling out the names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Or maybe they are saying, Jai Radhe, or Jai Sri Krishna. They are chanting. So finally, they succeeded bringing Lord to external consciousness. And as soon as he was came to the external consciousness, immediately jumped and hurry bowl, hurry bowl, or Krishna, 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 hey. And Parikrama continues. And then, traveling and traveling, they have come to the forest called Vrindavan. It's sometimes confusing. All the forests put together, all the 12 forests put together is also is called Vrindavan, but amongst those 12 forests, there is also one forest gets the name Vrindavan. And so Mahaprabhu has traveled through 4 forests so far, and he enters the 5th forest, which is Vrindavan. And as he arrives in this Vrindavan forest, he is making inquiry. Oh, is anyone around here knows whereabouts of Radha-kund? Has anyone seen Radha-kund? I'm looking for Radha-kund. And no one has a clue. What is he talking about, Radha-kund? No. We are sorry. No, we haven't heard of Radha-kund. No, Radha-kund. But they said, there are fields here. Or they also said, oh, we know Aristagram. Aristagram is gram or a village where Aristasura was killed. And he was killed on the banks of Radha-kund. Or even the Radha-kund came into being or existence, he was killed. And that region had become known as or was named after Aristasur. So they knew Aristagram. But we also know there are 2 fields. One is called Goribadi, one is called Kalibadi. Means one is blackish field, one is whitish or golden kind of field. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeds towards this Kalibadi, Goribadi. And of the 2, he goes to Goribadi. So this Kalibadi referred to Shyamakund. Shyam has Krishna, Shyam. Shyam complexion, Ghana Iva Shyam. and Gauri referred to Radha Gauri. Radha is Gauri, Radha is Tapta Kanchan, Gaurangi. So people had named, or those places had become known as Kali Badi, Gauri Badi. No one knew Radha Kund, Sham Kund. Or one time Sham Kund, Radha Kund was there, but they're all filled with the earth, and there are no traces of Kund as such. However, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found a little puddle, a little small pond, a little body of water. And reaching there, Mahaprabhu starts, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. He's taking bath, taking a holy, well, not so much of a dip, but taking bath. As if he's taking bath in some holy kund or holy river. And others, those are watching him, were wondering, hey, this is our field, this is our farm. Why is this man, this person, taking his holy dip or snan as if this is some holy place? Of course, so for Mahaprabhu, that was the holiest of the holy place. That was Radha Kund. And this way, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered Radha Kund. Okay. And the next door was Sham Kund. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also discovering and letting the whole world know what are the different various pastime places of Krishna. In Vrindavan. So those days, Vrindavan was neglected. This was because of the Muslim rule, and Vrindavan was abandoned. The deities were moved to Rajasthan, Jaipur, here, there. They are thrown deities in different kundas. And the people had forgotten different locations in Vrindavan, different pastime places. So here, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is reviving the glory of Vrindavan, discovering the places of Krishna's pastimes. Soon he's going to send his batch of followers. They will become known as six Goswamis of Vrindavan, or even before that, Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami were also sent there to revive the glories of, or re-establish the glories of Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu did that discovery, kind of inauguration of the discovery, by discovering Vrindavan, discovering Radha Kund. And then Mahaprabhu now wants to perform parikrama of Govardhan. Jai Govardhan Dhari Ki. One is Govardhan, and one thing is a Govardhan, and there is a Govardhan Dhari. Govardhan is a hill, and Govardhan Dhari is a person who held the hill on his little finger for 7 days. So Mahaprabhu begins his Govardhan parikrama. He comes up to place called Kusum Sarovar, and he passes that Kusum Sarovar and is beyond. And there he gets the first glimpse of Govardhan Shila or Govardhan. And immediately Lord starts running like a lightning. And he's touching and soon embracing one rock and holding tight. He is thinking he is embracing Govardhandhari, the holder of that best of the mountains, Giriraj. And he's with his tears, he's doing abhishek of that Govardhan Shila that he has held. And then he rolls in the dust of on the path, Parikrama path. And then he gets up and continues Govardhan Parikrama. And while performing Govardhan Parikrama, he's chanting one mantra. Mantra that was chanted or recited by the gopis, or uttered by the gopis. This is part of Venu Geet in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. And gopis had uttered, saying, Hanta ayam adri abalaha haridasa varyaha. And the gopis had said, look, look, I am this one in front of them. Who is this? Haridasa Varyaha. He's the best of the devotees of Hari. Haridasa Varya. Govardhan is Hari, is Govardhan is Haridas as well. He's a lord, is devotee. He has a these two identities. So Gopi said, oh, look at this Haridas, best of the devotees of the Lord is Jai Giriraj, Haridas Varya. Yat Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramodaha. When Krishna and Balaram walk on the rocks of Govardhan, these rocks melt, or they find a great pleasure as lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram touch the rock of this Giriraj Govardhan. Manam tanoti goganayostayoryat. And this Govardhan, gopis are talking. He honors, he respects, Govardhan respects. Who does he respect? Go Ganayo, the cows and the cowherd men or cowherd boys, Tayo, Krishna and Balaram are honored, respected, served by this Giriraj. How does he serve? Paniya suyavasa kandara kandamulai. He supplies water. He supplies the grass. There are lots of caves for Krishna and Balaram cowherd boys to enjoy. Kandara kandamulai. And his Govardhan supplies lots of fruits and roots and leaves. So this is how the gopis had glorified Giriraj. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan is reciting this gopi geet or this recitation, yeah, done by gopis over again and again and again and again. And traditionally, those who do parikrama, they also try to do abhishek of Giriraj. A lot of times they carry a pot filled with milk, and there's a hole at the bottom, small hole. And as they go around, they sprinkle that milk, pour that milk. Well, they do pour on the path, but that is considered like they are pouring that on the top of Govardhan Hill. In case of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not have to carry a water pot. There was a lot of water oozing out of his lotus eyes. He was shedding tears profusely. And that is how he was doing abhishek of Giriraj all around. Giriraj Govardhan ki. So like that, Mahaprabhu has traveled, toured through Vrindavan, all the forests, forest after forest after forest. Yeah, there's more description in Chaitanya Charitamrita of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tour of Vrindavan. And then finally he returns to Mathura, and then he decides to spend time at Akrur Ghat, which is between the present Vrindavan town and Mathura town. There's in between is a Akrur Ghat, because that's where there's a less public. So he wanted a secluded place for his bhajan or chanting. So he was stationed there, and then from there he would go to a place called Imli Tala. There was a famous tamarind tree from Krishna's times. So one time he was sitting underneath that tamarind tree, which is on the bank of Jamuna, and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Om Ram, Hare Hare. And he becomes Krishna conscious. And not only his consciousness is Krishna conscious, but he started looking like Krishna. He's Gauranga with a golden complexion. But while chanting there that day, he changed his complexion, and he was Shyamsundar, looking bluish, with bluish complexion. So Mahaprabhu spent some more time at Akrur Ghat, but there were difficulties. That while sitting on the bank of Jamuna and chanting and remembering his Lord, he would go in trance, and few times he fell into the river, and he was going down the stream, and again Balabhadra Bhattacharya had, his assistant had a hard time catching him and dragging him on the banks. So this was happening every now and then, so this was very risky. So then there was a decision made that time has come for Mahaprabhu to leave Vrindavan. And around that time also was Magha Mela in Prayag, the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati at Prayag, Allahabad, another name now. It's no more Allahabad, it's only Prayag. Name of the town is Prayag. It's a Magh Mela, a month of Magh. Every year there's a special festival. So it was decided that Mahaprabhu would, of course, he has to return to Jagannath Puri, that is his base. But on the way, they would stop at Prayag, and so like that, Mahaprabhu, having completed his Brajamandal Darshan, Brajamandal Parikrama, he left for Jagannath Puri via Prayagraj and then also Varanasi and back to Jagannath Puri Dham ki. Your Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Thank you.